Not everyone agrees that Lifeline and the HLH Foods newspaper campaign are just a couple of more quite legitimate forms of advertising promotion. This is Dr. Franklin Littell, president of Wesleyan College and national chairman of the Institute of American Democracy, an organization devoted to counterattacking extremism, both of the right and left.
The thing which is so disturbing about Lifeline and similar organizational efforts to undermine the public confidence in our leadership is that not that they have perverse opinions, we all have perverse opinions from time to time, but that they impugn the integrity of anyone who has any other opinion.
It's beyond conservatism, which obviously is a legitimate viewpoint, a point of view which implies that people who accept welfare, for example, are involved in some sort of communist plot, and that social progress like Medicare, Mr. Hunt has been against Medicare, this is a dangerous thing, and we are selling the country down the road to socialism. And as everyone who follows the radical right dialectic knows, liberalism equals socialism equals communism. They equate the whole thing, so that it's really an attempt to turn back the clock on progress, to think of America in terms of yesteryear, when we didn't have, or at least we're not aware of, some of the problems that now we seek to cope with.